Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. A lawyer hates his law partners. He teams up with a contract killer who's having a midlife crisis to right some wrongs in the world. That's the first sentence of the synopsis for The Smell of Money, Janet Cole's new novel. From what I've read so far, both Janet and her book exhibit some great humor, so we should have a fun time today. Janet is here to tell us more about The Smell of Money. Janet, welcome to The Author's Show.
Thank you, Linda.
Janet, will you give us a quick overview of The Smell of Money?
Sure. It's a very kind of modest mystery, but told with humor. I talk about a lawyer who's really kind of fed up with working in law firms, and he figures out something else to do, which winds up involving a contract killer and daughter and some former clients of his. It's a fun thing. I happen to love serial killers and contract killers, and so I had to make a protagonist.
That sounds really good. It also sounds very interesting to me. You certainly added a new dimension to the usual legal thriller with the infusion of this killer. So where on earth did you get your inspiration for this crazy duo?
Well, I wound up thinking about how much I really didn't enjoy the practice of law anymore after I'd been practicing for years. And it had mostly to do with the fact that there is nothing more important to law firms now than making money. It used to be a lot different when I started out as a lawyer, and it had to do with giving service to clients. I just found it more and more uncomfortable to be in that situation. And of course, when I got angry enough, I fantasized about killing my partners. I knew that it had to be around a sort of disillusioned lawyer. And I also thought there had to be some killing involved, but I didn't want the lawyer to be the killer. And then it just kind of fell into place from there.
As you said, you've been a practicing attorney, and you've also written several books on legal issues, but I believe The Smell of Money is your second novel. With regard to your fiction writing, do you believe there's any other author who may have influenced your writing style?
I do, actually. I mean, because I do love humor. I use humor for my legal books as well. But I think the Spencer book by Robert Parker had a lot of the flavor of what the protagonist talks about in the book. Part of it is first person, and that voice almost sounds like Robert Parker's Spencer.
Did you write The Smell of Money with any specific type of reader in mind?
Well, I figured that there are plenty of lawyers out there who are a little disgruntled and that they might like it. But also, just anyone who likes a mystery. My goal was to try to make it a page-turner, not something deep and lasting, but something that, you know, you'd pick up and you couldn't put it down until it was done. So anyone who likes fast-moving mysteries, I think, will like it.
Have you always wanted to write legal thrillers?
I always wanted to write a novel. And of course, when you're a practicing lawyer in a big firm, you really don't have time to do very much other than practice law, particularly because I was raising a child at the same time. But the idea that it was going to be a legal thriller just sort of evolved as I was sitting down to write something. And as I mentioned, I mean, it's kind of a catharsis.
Did your partners in your law firm ever know that you were disgruntled enough to want to knock them off, so to speak?
Well, they certainly found that out after I published my first novel, which turned out to be called Suggestion of Death. And in it, lawyers kill other lawyers. And the funny thing for me was how many people came to me and said, I'm that character, aren't I?
Well, your characters have got to be modeled after people you know, right?
To a certain extent. I mean, the thing about people in general is that you don't want to particularly write about one person so that they can recognize themselves and feel hurt or whatever. I mean, at least I don't. I know people do that. I don't. So I kind of put together a bunch of people that I know, and they're composites, which is, of course, what I told all the people who asked me if they were in my book. I said, you know, they're all composites.
From the subtitle of your book, An Oddfellow's Mystery, I take it The Smell of Money is the first in a series. How many books do you have planned?
Well, until I can't write anymore. I mean, it's sort of like Sue Grafton getting all the way through the alphabet up to Y, I think, before she died. May she rest in peace. But until I run out of steam, I'm just going to keep writing. And I'm sort of midway through my second in the series, which is going to be called A Taste of Paradise.
Will the same main characters be featured in each of your books in the series?
Yes. That's my goal, is to have the narrator's daughter, and the contract killer.
And they're going to get pretty friendly after a while, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
Well, Janet, without giving too much away, what can you tell us about the second book in your series?
The second book is based on something that actually happened, although the story that follows is not going to be what actually happened. But many years ago, a wonderful golfer named Payne Stewart died in a crash of his own airplane. There was a leak in the airplane, and when they got up above a certain distance, the airplane had to start flying itself because everybody on board was already dead. And it finally ran out of gas and crashed. So I take that as my jumping off point. And in my book, it's about someone purposely doing that to the airplane. Although I want to emphasize, it didn't actually happen that way. But in my book, someone purposely makes the plane crash because they're trying to kill someone.
That makes me wonder whether I want to be flying again or not. So tell me, if you were to compare The Smell of Money with any other, what would that other book be?
Well, that's a difficult question. I mean, again, I would say, if you like Robert Parker's kind of tongue-in-cheek books or even Janet Ivanovich's books, those are the ones that I would compare it to.
Is there a message in The Smell of Money that you would like your readers to remember?
I guess the answer to that is that there's good in everybody, and even the best people aren't perfect.
I like that. So, Janet, will you please read a short excerpt for our listeners?
I would be happy to. Let me put on my glasses so I can actually see. This is from the preface. I used to be surprised and amazed at how many different ways there are for human beings to drive each other crazy. I've come to be even more amazed at how people in the world are evil, and I do believe in evil. When I met the man who called himself Larry Evans, my view on the nature of evil was shaken. He was violent. He was a killer. But it turned out I was lucky I met him. And then this is chapter one. The man wearing cowboy boots watched as the gray mare browsed through the pile of alfalfa. She chewed thoughtfully. He leaned against the fence post, waiting. The air was still. He could smell freshly cut onion grass from a neighbor's field. He didn't have to wait long. The mare began to shudder. She tossed her head back and forth. She moved on shaky legs to her water trough and began to dip her nose into the water, then almost her entire head. She pulled her head from the trough, took a breath, put her muzzle back into the water, her rolled up in her head in panic. The man turned around and walked through a gate in the fence. She probably had only a few hours to live. He didn't need to watch the death throes. He'd be back to be sure she was dead. The experiment had proved interesting. The knowledge would come in handy.
Oh my gosh, that sent cold chills up my spine. So where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and most of all, where can we purchase The Smell of Money?
Well, The Smell of Money can be purchased from any online store, and the physical book can also be published at bookstores, although at this point you'll have to order them. And you can find out more about me by going to my website, which is coleslaw.com, and that's K-O-L-E-S-L-A-W. It's from the day that I had my own law practice, Coleslaw, coleslaw.com.
Janet, it's been a real delight to talk with you today. Thank you for introducing us to The Smell of Money. This is a book that I definitely want to read, and I'm sure you've captured the attention of a lot of our listeners as well. When you write your next book in your Odd Fellows Mystery Series, will you please come back and chat with us again?
I would be happy to.
Here's a compilation of reviews I found for The Smell of Money. I loved this story with unusual and interesting characters, lawyers, a contract killer, and families fighting over control of their businesses. People start dying and the surprises begin in the first book in a series, a real page-turner. By alternating chapters with its two main characters, the story moves quickly along with its surprising ending. I found the book hard to put down, and I'm looking forward to the sequel. And I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide, on demand, every day, 24/7. And for those who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you great books and interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.